The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hey everyone, this is episode 9 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I'm Craig Williams.
And I'm Sean Thompson.
Sean Thompson.
Thank you for spelling my name right in the script.
At least I didn't spell it with a W.
You're right. I would have been more upset about that.
I know you would. Yeah. You know, I do a lot of things wrong, so... okay. So, here we are. It's been 2 weeks.
It has been 2 weeks.
And
it feels not like 2 weeks because we missed the Orlando show last week.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what else we can do about it, but
we can't. There's literally nothing else to do.
No, but just do a show.
We're going to do a show. And I think on this show, we're going to take a trip to London because okay. What's in London?
There's lots of things in London. The Globe Theater.
Not that.
Okay. Piccadilly Circus.
Not that.
Okay. I don't know what else. Oh, wait. Diagon Alley?
Well, technically, is that in London or is that just it's in Diagon Alley?
But isn't it an alley in London?
Sure.
What answer were you looking for? King's Cross?
I don't know. Well, no, we're gonna get there. We're gonna figure it out one day. But before we get to that, there's lots of other things to discuss. I think we have to say something about it. Khloe Kardashian.
She was in Universal. She was in Marvel.
Yeah.
Superhero World.
Superhero Island.
Superhero Island.
Marvel Superhero Island.
Yeah, she was. She was dressed all in black. She didn't look like Khloe Kardashian.
She looked skinny.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, good for her. But it
didn't look like her.
She wasn't the Khloe Kardashian that we've all come to know and love.
She was skinny.
She was. I mean, good for her. I mean, that's what you do when you lose a lot of weight. You go to Universal to show off your body.
Well, either that or
the superheroes.
Universal's photoshopping images of their celebrities come to the parks.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, well,
we need a photo. I guess we'll have to put it in the show notes.
Yeah, quite frankly, I don't want that picture on my computer at all.
Okay. Well, then I'll tweet
Would
it.
Would you?
I don't know. It is a slimming color. Shoots because she was in black.
Well, that doesn't even have anything to do with the color. It has to deal with the fact that it's Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
Okay. I don't know what else to tell you. Well, she should not be allowed in Universal, maybe.
She shouldn't, but I feel like it was necessary to bring her up. Because
any other celebrities at Universal recently?
At Universal, everyone's a celebrity because they're thrust into the movies.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But before we get to Diagon Alley, which will come eventually, I promise, stick with us. We're going to talk about some other updates and things that have been happening around Universal lately because we've been kind of neglecting that lately to talk about stuff that we actually think is interesting and judging from your response out there, you guys don't think it's interesting, so we're just going to talk about Harry Potter and other things.
Yeah, a mixture of those things.
A mixture.
Yeah.
So, first up, Antojitos?
Let's talk about CityWalk, yeah. So, yeah. Antojitos first.
Yeah.
They just announced recently that they were starting lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, previously, the restaurant would open, correct me if I'm wrong, but about 4 for dinner, sometime around there in the afternoon, you would say. But they weren't open for lunch. So recently they started opening up at 11 a.m. and then lunch would run until 3 p.m.
Lunch specials
would run until 3 p.m. So we went on the first day.
Yep.
And we had a good experience. So it was only downstairs. You couldn't eat upstairs.
Yep.
But they had the full menu that they normally did for dinner. But then they had a small selection of lunch specials.
Yes.
So, and those ranged from, they had, I don't know any of these words, Yucatan pasta. Chorizo fish tacos.
I'm gonna go for
it. Shall you read the first ones?
I'm gonna go for it. So there were 6 different ones, and they ranged in price from $11.95 to $14.95. The first one was the ensalada de pollo.
De pollo.
Which was a pulled chicken Caesar salad.
Should I be the translator? You can be the Spanish.
Okay. Oh, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had Mexican club torta.
Torta. Chicken, ham, cheese club with sweet plantains or fries.
Machaca torta.
Yeah. Pulled beef sandwich with sweet plantains or fries.
Yucatan pasta.
chicken, peas, peppers, corn cheese pasta, or fries. No, you can't get fries.
Chorizo, fish tacos.
All right, this is what I got. The three mahi chorizo slaw tacos with rice and beans, or fries.
Yeah, and I ordered the machaca torta, but after reading the translation of the names, I got definitely the Mexican club torta.
Torta is... Oh, you're right.
I did.
You didn't get the right thing, but it was good.
I literally figured it out yesterday whenever I was going over everything that was the special.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I totally got the wrong menu item.
You did.
So that just changed my opinion on everything lunch at Antojitos.
Okay, it didn't for me.
Okay.
Well, I got good. The chorizo fish tacos, which were very good.
Yeah.
They were $14.95, which is pretty pricey for lunch. But you got three really nice sized tacos.
Yeah.
And then they had rice and beans, and there was like this really good jalapeno kind of green tomatillo sauce.
It's
very good.
I'll be honest with yours, portion size, it was basically the same exact size that you would get with dinner.
Absolutely.
And it was the same exact price, so that should be expected, but just miles beyond what is actually there for dinner.
It was way better than any dinner that I had there.
My sandwich, the Mexican club, even though I wasn't expecting it, and I didn't even know what it was once I got it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. It was delicious. It was good. Sweet plantains
came with the plantains.
I like those.
I will say this. I'm hearing that lunch has changed a bit. So since the time that they opened up the lunch hours and the specials, they no longer offer that full menu. I think that they're only offering the two sandwiches.
It
seems bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they were testing out new menu items for dinner service.
It's possible, yeah.
Because, like, the Yucatan pasta, pasta is always going to be really filling for lunch.
Especially for lunch. It doesn't seem like something people would want.
But, however, I could see them testing that and seeing how popular it was at lunch and then saying, okay, well, we got to move this thing to dinner.
Yeah, so just know it's not a concrete menu. It could change.
So but
the food was very good, and it was quick at lunch.
I know. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have to go back to do some more investigating.
That's fine.
It's a hard life.
Yeah.
But it's what we decided to do.
That is true.
It is.
Yeah.
I feel like we need a badge of honor for that.
Or just more Antojitos.
More. Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, yeah, so Antojitos, that's it. City Walk, as you've mentioned. There's lots of other
stuff
at
City
Walk. Unfortunately, it's still a construction site, so there's that. Right out front of Antojitos is the Hot Dog Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this, the Hot Dog Hall of Fame.
I'll be fine. I'll just be frank. Hot dog jokes. That was a pun.
Yeah.
That was the only one I got.
You got to keep it up. I guess you can't just stop.
I'll be frank. Anyone who decides to check out Hot Dog Hall of Fame might be a wiener.
Okay, that's stretching. That's a bit on the nose. But A for effort. It's a big construction area, and it's got like this outside gazebo thing that you're going to be able to sit underneath and eat your hot dogs. I'm ready for this to be open because I like the idea of having something quick. You just go up there, get a hot dog, you go sit.
Or a sausage.
Or a sausage, yeah.
Yeah, it's all based on different... different hot dog varieties that are sold around at all the different baseball parks.
Sure.
The only reason why we did bring it up now is because it looks like they're really fast pacing.
They're moving quickly.
It's a combination.
Fast pacing.
Yeah, they're on the way to getting this one done before anything else currently. I mean, for a while there, it looked like Menchie's was going to actually be the
winner. That's just a big disappointment. Come on, Menchie's.
Well, because Menchie's has they have a Menchie's Orlando at City Walk Twitter handle.
Yeah, they do.
And they teased it like it was going to be opening soon, but then you walk over there, and because of the bread box and... Oh, I'm stalling on what the other thing is that they're putting over there.
The Italian?
No. Vivo's going right.
I wasn't paying attention
below.
To what you're saying.
Yeah. Vivo's right below.
Sure. Near Red
Cowfish.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, Menchie's, it'll open up sometime soon, but Hot Dog Hall of Fame's coming quickly, and I'm excited because...
It's going to be a nice summer place. Like if you're walking through the park or you don't want to necessarily go to a quick service,
I disagree. I think it's going to be a nice year-round place.
Oh, I agree. But it'll be nice to have it open for summer. I wasn't saying that it's only for summer.
Well,
geez.
Then don't preface it with summer. I think it's going to be great year-round.
It's going to be a good place to be enjoyed in summer.
It is.
Fall.
Well, and
winter,
when you enjoy it in
and
the,
spring.
When you enjoy it in the summer, there might be ball games playing there too.
You're probably right.
Well, they told us that, so
okay,
that's why
I
I'm saying
know.
That. Gosh. Why don't you pay attention when we do work?
I do. I just have a tiny memory.
Oh, you do?
I know.
So you remember so much information on pop culture that you never need to know, but you can't remember.
That's actually true. About the hot dog, I think it's a disease. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. I'm a little bitter this week because I'm not...
You're just angry all around.
Under the weather, which I've never really understood that phrase because we're always under the weather, technically.
Okay.
Unless we're right in it. Moving forward, though, big announcement last night. I'll let you do it because you were more excited about it than I was.
I'm very excited, actually. Yeah. So The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, announced last night that they're bringing the show down to Orlando from June 16th through the 19th, and the tapings will happen at Universal Studios. And they've announced some guests.
Yeah.
And they're kind of lackluster. I think right now, they don't seem to fit. I would hope that they'd be a little bit more Harry Potter-centric. Well, maybe we'll see that happen.
Well, but why would it be more Harry Potter-centric?
I don't know, because this is like right around this time of the media event. I would think that they're going to...
That's what I was hinting at.
Okay, then just say it.
You reeled it in.
I don't need your cues. Anyway, the guests that they've announced so far are Jennifer Lopez, Pitbull, and Tracy Morgan. What?
And we're just having like this nagging argument back and forth that seems like we're in a band that's about ready to break up.
We are going to break up. I'm going to sign the papers at the Polynesian.
We're splitting up the band.
Okay.
Then maybe one day we can reunite for one last song.
No more songs.
Okay.
The band's done. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the people that I read.
Yeah.
J-Lo, Pitbull, and Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan, I guess, would be funny, sure. Well, but Pitbull?
Pitbull's...
Who listens to Pitbull?
First off, Pitbull is at Universal whenever he can. Normally, Pitbull, I believe, if I can remember from the past, he always takes place in the summer concert series, which isn't happening this year. Because, they're opening up Diagon Alley.
It's too busy.
They can't have thousands of South Floridians coming up north to watch Pitbull and when people are trying to go to Diagon Alley.
That's actually true because that's the only people
who come. That's the only people who care about Pitbull. Yeah. And if someone else cares about Pitbull, I'm Craig at WDWinfo.com. Let me know. I'm guessing not care about Pitbull.
Does Pitbull create his own music, or is he only a guest in other people's?
I don't think Pitbull even knows.
Like, is there a Pitbull album to buy?
I don't know.
I don't think there is. I think it's always like song featuring Pitbull, or he does like the... I could be wrong. I don't care less.
Honestly, okay. The fact that we're still talking about Pitbull is really discouraging.
What else we got to talk about?
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, I actually was really obsessed with Jennifer Lopez in middle school. Like when On the Six came out.
You watched Anaconda all the time.
I don't know. Is she in that?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. The snake movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Owen Wilson's also in that.
That's not a selling point.
John Voight.
Okay. No.
Not the John Voight that sold George Costanza a car. The real John Voight.
That one.
Yeah.
Mr. Angelina Jolie. The father, not the husband.
So they didn't say anything about the Roots going down, too.
Well, the Roots were just here.
And I heard that it was a very, very, very lackluster crowd for
Wouldn't
the Roots.
You imagine, though?
That's kind of how I feel because I'll watch them on Jimmy Fallon, but I don't think I actually know any of their songs.
The Roots.
I don't think I care to know any of their songs. It's nothing personal. It's just,
I don't know them, but I mean, I know the style of music, and it's fine.
I mean, everyone knows Questlove.
Yeah.
That's about where the excitement ends for me.
I agree. Okay. I don't know what else to say about the Roots. I've got nothing.
Okay, well, yeah. So it's going to be getting tickets through the normal Jimmy Fallon ticketing method, which I don't know about because I've never been to New York.
I looked it up today. It's basically a website where you go and you choose the day and you just put yourself in a queue, I guess, like a random thing that they pull. But they're not announced yet. They're going to tweet when they're available at Fallon Tonight.
Yeah.
So I'll be keeping an eye on that.
Sometime this week.
Because I have to go to this. It's so cool.
I really hope so. I was really hoping that it would be part of the media event. I mean, we kind of talked about it real briefly this morning that maybe that we're supposed to go see the Blue Man Group at some point in time. And we were hoping that it would be in the theater and it would be a surprise. Like we're going to see Jimmy Fallon instead. But no, it's just the Blue Man Group.
I was more hoping for the stage would be set up at somewhere in Diagon Alley, either in the Piccadilly Circus area in front. And I know it's logistically not possible.
It's not. It'll be in one of the
But it would be so cool.
It might be in the soundstage where they filmed Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, that would be better.
Oh, Mom.
Can they climb through the window?
Yeah.
Like Sam?
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
That was her brother.
Aw.
I barely remember anything about that show besides the names.
And Pete and Pete.
Yeah.
Did they film that here?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not a genius.
You're not a genius.
I'm not a genius. I don't know these things.
All right, sorry.
But so let's talk about the last thing really in this whole mix of news that either people care about or don't care about.
Okay.
Universal has a blog.
Yeah, they have announced a blog and they've released it, and so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Disney's had a blog for a while. I don't think that Universal is going to be quite as active on their blog. But I do think that there's some good content. They've been using it to release some information, especially about Diagon Alley. It's a nice design. It looks pretty cool. So I guess that's all. It's nice that they have a blog.
I think that they've actually joining the game so late in terms of theme parks having a blog.
Uh-huh.
I think they've actually learned from what Disney's done. And I hope that they don't do some of the more boring like posts that come up about like, oh, you know, this look at this picture of flowers.
Those are delightful.
Parks. Like I hate
Come
those
on.
Posts. I'm
those are
sure
for the grandmas.
Eventually there's going to be some filler in theirs, but
yeah.
I mean it kind of debuted with the Gringotts post or yeah,
like the animatronics, right? They
yeah,
yep.
Explaining more about it. So they're definitely off to a good start with the post that they
It's definitely a good
up.
Step because anytime you put anything out there like that, it's great.
Well, and it also gives me something to check every morning whenever I wake up to see if anything's happened.
After your morning coffee?
No.
Your morning constitutional?
I drink my coffee at night so that way I'm already awake for the morning.
All right.
But
it's very interesting.
But yeah, so
please tell us more about that.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
But I will tell you that we're going to talk about Diagon Alley.
Yep.
Because we have to.
By law.
By law.
Yeah.
And because we already promised that we would. But we're not going to talk about it anytime soon because right now we need to take a quick commercial break.
We do.
So,
yeah.
So I think we're going to do that and we'll be right back.
The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect trip to Universal, whether you stay on-site at one of the world-class hotels or are in need of theme park tickets with round-trip transportation to and from Walt Disney World. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Well, we're back.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
That was a lovely break.
Oh. Lots happened.
A lot has happened.
Yeah.
I guess there's not much more to say other than
thank you for being a friend.
Diagon Alley.
Oh, Diagon Alley. Oh, yeah.
Which, do you know how J.K. Rowling came up with the name Diagon Alley?
I think she was sitting in the coffee shop where she was writing Harry Potter on a wet nap.
Mm-hmm.
And someone came up to her and said the word diagonally.
Uh-huh.
And someone, she thought, oh, what if I split those words in half?
Yeah.
I just made that all up. Is that true?
I don't know, but I know the diagonally part is true.
I mean, that's kind of obvious, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe these people don't know.
Take the words Diagon Alley, put them together. What have you have? Well, I mean, they make a joke about it in the movie. Because when he does the flu powder, he accidentally says diagonally.
Maybe these people don't watch the movie.
All right, watch the movies.
Maybe they don't know about Nocturne Alley either.
<don't know> No, I don't know how the origin of Nocturne Alley. Do you know the...
Just nocturnally.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know beyond that. I don't know. Am I J.K. Rowling?
You are.
I don't know what she's done in her life. I know she was a writer.
Yeah.
At one point in time.
I think she's not doing it anymore.
Not really. Why
she's
would
got
she have
things.
To? Okay. Well, we're going to have to compress this down into about 13 minutes now.
I think that's
we're
possible. Running over. I really think that's possible.
So... Obviously, Diagon Alley, we found out that the media event, I'm making like weird faces, so I try not to sneeze, but I apologize.
Okay.
We found out that the media VIP preview is going to be June 17th to basically June 19th. And that's whenever we're going to get our first look at what is behind those walls. And personally, I'm excited. We've been waiting a long time. We've talked about it a lot on this show. I think it's generally known that we're excited about this.
Yeah, we are both very excited.
Yeah.
I'm happy that the media event's like kind of right before my birthday.
Yeah, I'm happy that it actually kind of coincides with the original Wizarding World
sure,
open up,
yeah.
Because that had their grand opening on June 18th of 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a 4 years later. I don't know when that, if that's whenever they're actually going to do a grand opening celebration, but that's, I mean, that's what they did with the other one. It was, they had the red carpet and yeah. all the celebrities showed up and everyone was wearing their bolo ties.
Well, because that's what British people wear
British
when
people,
they go to red carpets.
Urban cowboys.
Urban British cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Unless they're women.
Can we speculate on who's going to be there?
I think we should.
Well, let's start. So, Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
No. Emma Watson.
No.
Emma Thompson.
No.
Alan Rickman.
No.
Gary Oldman.
No.
Rupert Grint.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Warwick Davis.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is all speculation. We have to keep saying
this. Imelda Staunton. She's on Bridge.
No.
Maggie Smith. Will she come? No,
no.
She
can't.
Yeah, yeah. I would be so excited. The Dowager Countess.
The Phelps twins. Yeah, of course.
They cut everything. I'm sure that this, you know, we'll see. Oh, goodness. Luna Lovegood. What's her name?
Yeah, I already forgot.
Her.
Evangeline Lynch.
Evangeline Lynch.
Yeah.
Ivana Lynch.
And, you know, okay. I mean,
anyway, there'll be celebrities there.
There are. And they're going to be the Potter celebrities. And I'm sure Fallon is going to be there too, since he's already
you would think,
there.
Right?
I mean, he's going to get in the
Roots
fun
will
and,
be there. Pitbull will be there.
Pitbull will be there. So,
yeah.
But and I don't want to like undersell this. We're really excited about seeing the stars again. It was so amazing getting to see them all at the celebration.
Do you think J.K. Rowling will be there? All jokes aside, I have a feeling she would be.
I think she will, and it'll be, yeah.
Okay.
I think she will, but she's going to be there for a very brief appearance to see everything, and then she'll be out.
All right.
I mean, it's not going to be one of those things where she's going.
She's not going to hug people and.
Yeah, she's not going to be doing like the British. The wave where it's just moving your hand up and down.
Well, I thought it was like this. That's what the Queen does. They have little bobbleheads where it's just her hand sticking out of her sleeve doing this. You can buy them.
I've never been to England.
Sorry.
So there you go. So celebrities will be there.
Celebrities.
But gosh, we're still getting so freaking sidetracked by all this.
Okay. Go buy your script.
I don't have it in front of me, so.
Okay. Well, but then what should we talk about?
No, I'm joking. The media party's happening then, and we'll get to see everything. But we actually generally know a good amount at this point now, especially in terms of the attractions themselves. So in terms of preview, I think the first thing that has to be mentioned is Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts.
Sure, that's the big, huge e-ticket ride that's going in there.
And it's going to literally... In their heads, it's going to blow everything out of the water that's ever come before. I mean, I know it's going to make you extremely sick.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So it's they released a photo of the ride vehicle, including the kind of the queue area and everything. And the ride vehicles look very similar to Mummy to me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree? They're seats with like a lap bar harness.
It's literally the exact same seats as Mummy.
And
just
I love
a different
the
design car.
Sure. It looks more typical, like kind of like a I don't know, Gringotts car. But anyway, the thing that worries me is there's rumors that they're well, not rumors. They've
not
confirmed.
Rumors,
Well, is 3D confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. It's going to be 3D screens throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what's going to get me.
Well, but at the same time, we don't know what the technology is going to be like in the entire thing because they're stressing that this isn't a roller coaster.
Okay.
It's a immersive experience where it's utilizing 4K high definition 3D technology. So, and part of it too is that it's going to be designed to be seen from 360 degrees. Like they're saying 360 themed because no matter where you're sitting, no matter where you look, it's going to be part, like you're going to be able to see it. So like, you know, a normal ride, you know, it might just be a plain ground. That's not doing it, but this is literally.
It sounds to me like Transformers or Spider-Man.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's literally going to be a weird blend of all these attractions. And that's almost pure speculation just on our part because we don't know. We know that there are going to be movie scenes because we have stills of them. So, like, we know that Helena Bonham Carter
as Bellatrix,
reprising her role as Bellatrix Lestrange. Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson.
Is that how you say
it? I Googled it before the last time I had to say it.
There you go.
Domhnall, yeah.
But he's going to be back as Bill Weasley.
Great.
So fresh off his role in About Time.
Yeah.
Which I know that's a tearjerker for you.
I loved it, though. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. But and then Warwick Davis is going to be a part of it, too.
Thank God.
I mean, Rip Hook. How can you not? And what's really, really cool about this attraction, too, is that unlike a lot of the Wizarding World, which is considered a timeless piece, it doesn't take part in any specific part of the book. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. Dragon Challenge, there's signs up for the Triwizard Tournament, Harry Potter, Cedric Diggory. You know, that's placed in the fourth book area. But this ride is distinctly formatted to take place during the seventh book whenever they're breaking into Gringotts. So this is, it's literally in a piece of time. It's from what we know, it's, although it's going to be off the story, otherwise we would see this all in the movie already and we know everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of, I guess, placing it in a little nook and cranny that J.K. Rowling didn't quite write about, so that's where it's coming from. But
okay,
I think it's going to be personally amazing. I've never been so excited about an attraction. I think that the whole timing with all this was perfect. The fact that Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is going to be open on May 28th and then in less than a month later, besides people who hate Universal and only love Disney, they're going to be the ones clamoring about Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. But I think this ride's going to roll in and just crush everything.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're very different rides. I think one is very family oriented.
This one is family oriented, though.
Not to the extent of Mine Train.
We don't know yet.
We know the height limit on this, isn't it?
42 inches.
42. So I don't know children. What is
that's
that?
That's 3.5 feet.
Yeah. Okay.
36 inches is 3 feet. So
yeah, but what age? I don't know. I don't know.
Kid size.
Okay, but I have a feeling it's not as family oriented as my train.
Put them in some high heels.
But they're different audiences. Okay, let's put them in platform Spice Girl shoes.
Oh, gosh, it happens way too often.
What?
To break height requirements, we'll come up wearing the most ridiculous shoes in the world. But and even beyond that, going back to like the queue and stuff, we got the audio animatronic goblins.
Oh, yeah.
In the start of it. And I mean, they look so lifelike. If goblins did come to life.
Well, they do.
They do?
Lifelike, yeah. Well, I think that they're kind of following the tradition of Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. That queue is phenomenal.
Yeah.
For me, it's better than the attraction. So I think this is going to be very similar in the fact that you step inside the bank.
Yeah.
And you get to walk through the lobby where the counters are. I don't know too much about the rest of the queue. I would imagine you have to go into the vaults a little bit, or we don't know that yet.
I haven't read anything about it. I've heard rumors of elevators and stuff, but I know there's other websites out there who have been spoiling every little detail.
All right.
I don't care about that
stuff. No, just let that go. Yeah, but what I mean is it's a very immersive experience, so I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yep. Oh, I think it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. And on top of that, the dragon
going
to be on top.
Yeah.
Breathing fire, 60 feet. That's a big dragon.
It is a big dragon.
Yep.
I don't know if they're going to have scheduled times that it's going to maybe periodically throughout the day do a little show or something.
Well, in order to do that, someone would have to learn how to train the dragon.
Okay. You got to keep up with this on that
part two. Coming to theaters summer 2014.
I can't handle that.
Okay. So what else are you excited for that's coming in?
Honestly, I think what I'm mainly excited for, and of course the attraction, I mean, you want me to say Hogwarts Express.
Yeah.
Sure, let's go with Hogwarts
Express. Let's go with Hogwarts Express.
I just realized.
Let's just go down the list.
Let's go through a list of a blog that he wrote.
A blog that I didn't really write. It came to me.
Okay, it was inspiration. Hogwarts Express is the train ride that takes little wizards and whatever from King's Cross to Hogsmeade Station.
Yeah.
Yes. So they've announced that it's a two-way. You can either go from King's Cross to Hogsmeade Station or Hogsmeade back to King's Cross and go back to London.
Yeah.
Right? I just thought of this. Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley and King's Cross are very separate things.
Yes.
So that'll be interesting to see how that kind of... I mean, because... they're not really, they have nothing to do with each other. They're both in the town of London, city of London, but.
Diagon Alley?
Yeah.
And King's Cross.
Yeah, so they're not connected. So Diagon Alley, you have to go do the wand brick thing.
That's been a very big concern from the start of it, is that you're going to get off of the train, and then you're not in Diagon Alley. You're in London
when you
get off the train. Yes. So then on a super, super busy day, are you going to also have to wait to get into Diagon Alley then? And the answer is going to be yes.
Of course.
I mean, it's one of those things where maybe
I knew physically,
there's a plan behind it.
I knew physically that was the way it was laid out, but I just made the connection in my head if that's how it works.
But I mean, some cool features of the train is that, like, you're actually going to be able to cross into platform 9 3/4. It's not like you just walk in to platform 9 3/4 right away. You make the transition from King's Cross into 9 3/4.
Sure.
Don't know how yet.
Okay.
But
I've heard some interesting things about you. I heard that it is individual. It's not a,
cool beans.
So, I mean,
no, and
I have a feeling it's going to be very similar to the experience that you see in the movie.
Yeah, and also hearing stuff about how it's going to be slightly interactive in the way that there will be actors on the platform beyond just, like, people pushing you into the train, trying to make capacity, all that stuff. There's going to be other talent there. I know, five whole minutes left until we depart.
Stressing everyone out. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, because we got to get on this train. But, yeah, so if you're leaving from King's Cross, you're obviously going to Hogwarts.
Yes.
Well, first Hogsmeade.
Hogsmeade Station.
And then, then you'll make your way to Hogwarts. So that's going to be neat. And, like, along the way, the characters are going to be, like, there as well,
Hagrid too. Hagrid waves at you.
Hagrid will wave to you when you're leaving Hogsmeade. And the Weasley twins are going to pop up. Buckbeak is going to pop up on the way there. They've basically said already that there's going to be...
you see the night bus.
Well, you see the night bus as well whenever you're coming back in. There's going to be Dementors.
There is.
And they're going to attack.
Okay.
In the way that only Dementors do.
Yeah. What is it? Like the kiss of death or something?
Soul suck.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
There we go. Get ready.
Suck your soul right out.
Yes.
But it's going to be quite the attraction. I'm still not sure about some of the several details that need explaining, like what happens whenever one park closes earlier than the other.
Yeah.
So, like, let's say Islands of the Adventure closes at 8, but Diagon Alley and Universal Studios doesn't close until 9. Can you still ride across, just knock it off, and then ride it right back?
They'll figure that stuff out.
I know they'll figure it out.
I know, but I want to know. I get it.
I want to know.
You do?
Yeah. I've already heard, though, and this is good for people bringing children and they rent strollers. You're allowed to bring your own strollers on. However, if you rent a stroller from Universal, they'll have a place where you'll drop it off and then you'll have to pick up a new one when you get to the other side. You won't be able to take it both ways. So that's a good tidbit. Mm-hmm. But I think Hogwarts Express is a brilliant way to make extra money off of those two-park passes. I think a lot of people already go for them because it's a better deal.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's very smart, and it's a great way to interact with the story in the movies. Yep. So.
And so on to that. What else are we excited for? A rumor, perhaps?
There are a couple rumors. Maybe we should talk about them both at the same time.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. There's a rumor that there will be no exterior queues.
Yeah.
That the queues will be built into the facades of the buildings.
Yeah.
Maybe even behind the shops, right? Kind of somewhere in that.
I've heard several things ranging from they'll be indoors inside the actual shops, and then some will be kind of like under buildings but disguised to, you know, still be able to be cool and blow air through there and get nice circulation. One of the worst parts of Hogsmeade and Forbidden Journey and all that is, like, Forbidden Journey, that line gets to 90 minutes long, but only the last 10 minutes of the line is actually indoors. So you sweat all the time. People pass out, and then they finally get inside, and then they pass out because they've been outside for an hour, and then they go inside. I mean, there's just people passing out left and right.
There is the passing out. I mean, that's a big concern. So I think that that's one great reason to do this, have indoor queues. I also think it'll keep clutter out, like, to just not have the queues outside kind of cluttering the main walking area.
A grief.
I think is a grief. Is a huge plus to this.
I agree.
If you kind of keep things out of the way, there's not like hordes of people. You don't understand what you're supposed to line up for. There's confusion that way. So if you organize things inside, it keeps.
I agree.
Yeah. Good. We all agree.
That also makes room for if they're going to do interactive wand experiences in both lands.
There are wand experiences, you think? It's a rumor.
It's a rumor that's basically all but been confirmed at this point.
Well, Regina Spektor told you.
Yeah. she told me.
No. She told you, right? On your phone.
Yeah. No, it's basically every website has already confirmed this. I guess Universal executives let it slip. And on top of that, some stuff has already been popping up in Hogsmeade, especially because you can't get into Diagon Alley to actually see. But in Hogsmeade, they've already been putting up pieces that just randomly appeared out of nowhere that look like they're going to have interactive elements into it. So, I mean, if Universal didn't need another way to sell wands, because people already love buying the character wands, let's put RFID technology into
Absolutely.
It to sync up to different things around. So you point your wand in a direction, and then all of a sudden, something happens.
I think that's really brilliant. I think it's not only a great way to make money, but it brings another element to the story that normally wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you buy the wand, and it's fun to collect whatever. I have Draco Malfoy's wand. Yeah. No, I have Dumbledore's. But.
And I mean, yeah, you can already argue that inside Ollivander's, you know, you have that interact, but that's not. That's if, I mean, spoiler, but that stuff isn't actually happening. It's not magic.
What?
It's just little effects.
No, that's happening.
No, you're not actually ringing the bell and then it shoots around the room. That's not happening.
That happened.
That's not happening.
No, I would leave
it. It's not.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're going to tell me that the fountain doesn't actually talk?
It doesn't.
All right. But anyway, I think it's going to be nice. The possibilities are literally endless. I mean, we talked about it in the Disney World show a little bit about having interactive queue things where sometimes that's good because it occupies some time. Sometimes it's a little annoying if people stay there for too long. But just imagine if you're waiting in an hour long queue, 2 hour, whatever, how long these queues are going to be, to have these opportunities to either play a game or try different spells or things like that.
I getcha.
To spend time like that doing.
Yeah. So, apparently, this stuff's also going to happen inside Ollivander's too. So as much as I just got nasty and feisty about it, you know, now they're going to, it's not the wand keepers controlling what's going to happen.
Oh, great.
Or knowing what show's going to be.
When that RFID fails and nothing works.
Well.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should just move on before we start lambasting.
Okay.
Anything that may or may not go wrong.
Sure.
Sure. So what else could we possibly be excited about?
I don't know. Let me check in my other tab.
Format.
Let's talk about Nocturnally.
Nocturnally?
Nocturne Alley.
Well, which... it's a nighttime setting. Owls come out.
Okay.
It's dark. It might be a little light outside if there's a moon.
Okay. I'm reading that and nothing says that, so let's move on to the real thing.
Okay.
Nocturne Alley is obviously where the dark arts, they sell dark, different things for the dark arts in like a little side alley of Diagon Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is going to be a little section off to the side where they're going to have...
it's where all the gothic kids are going to hang out.
Actually, yeah. You might say the Grace Eccles of children will go there.
Wow.
She doesn't watch this.
Granted, yeah, she's never going to watch it. Teresa's never going to watch it either.
But. I'll never know. Anyway. But yeah, it's going to be cool. There's going to be shops.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be anything other than shops. But I think it's a cool opportunity to divide that merchandise. Keep things separate a little bit. If you have some unique, like, dark arts-centered kind of cool wands or different things.
We know Borgen & Burks is going to be there.
Borgen & Burks, sure,
and they're going to be selling Death Eater apparel, so you'll be able to buy your own Death Eater mask and just darker things from the dark arts, which...
From the dark arts.
It's something that really doesn't have a place inside the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Hogsmeade right now. The closest you get to anything dark arts is in Forbidden Journey whenever you you encounter the... the skull, whenever you're going past that.
I don't remember.
I can't think. You know, the dark mark whenever it comes out of the sky. And
Is it in the ride?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, your eyes would have been closed. Never
mind. Close my eyes.
I'm sorry. But, there's nothing really dark there. It's all happy-go-lucky. But Harry Potter, it's got, I mean, all the elements of
This is a good opportunity. I think it's a big market. The people want this kind of cool, interesting stuff that's not, you know, so mainstream with Harry Potter. We also did get a sneak peek of the actual cabinet. You remember the...
the Vanishing Cabinet.
The Vanishing Cabinet. Yeah. We saw that at the Celebration of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I think there might be another one. Is there going to be some kind of cool effect with that, maybe?
I don't know.
It's a mystery.
We'll have to find out.
But anyway, yeah.
So, but even beyond Nocturne Alley... Just basically Diagon Alley. There's so many shops, experiences happening there. I mean, it's going to be really cool.
I think I'm most excited for the Leaky Cauldron. I think that's going to be great. Well, I expect that they have some cool beers in there, kind of like Hogsmeade does. Or
they're
Hogsmeade.
Supposed to actually have new brews going in.
Which I think that's great. I think it's a good opportunity. Just put new stuff in there.
I agree.
There's going to be the ice cream shop, mm-hmm. Florian Fortescue.
Mm-hmm.
Another Ollivander's.
Get that
obviously
peanut butter strawberry ice cream.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to be good.
I won't eat it.
Well, I know.
Okay.
They have robes for all occasions, so you can get more embarrassing Harry Potter robes.
Madam Malkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wiseacre's Wizarding Equipment.
We don't really need to list them all off.
Why not? I'm looking for the one I'm most excited about. I can't.
Weasley's Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be exciting.
That's a Weasley's
I think
Wizard Store.
The reason I'm most excited about that is because the animatronic on the outside.
Yeah.
They're going to have... one of the Weasley twins outside.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Maybe.
I hope.
Who knows?
They showed it in the concept art, so that better happen.
It won't.
All right.
No, that's going to be one of the coolest stores.
All right.
I mean, they closed down Zonko's for it, so it better be. Zonko's was great.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
And then I don't know anything about this last part that's exciting, but London, is it... From what you've seen so far, it looks beautiful. Is it anything close to what actually is in London?
I mean, it's a hodgepodge of things from London, but the essential thing is... Is pretty cool.
Theme parks don't get it exactly right.
Uh-huh. So anyway, they're going to have, like, King's Cross Station at the end. They're going to have the theater. I forget the name of the theater. I knew it for a while. But they're going to have... It's Piccadilly Circus, so the fountain. Mm-hmm. It's going to have arrows on the top of it. A really pretty fountain. The night bus is going to be out here.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a really pretty entrance into this whole area.
And there's been creature spottings.
Oh, yeah. This is very exciting. Yesterday, someone posted a photo of one of the windows in Grimald Place, which is on the... It's going to be on the right-hand side of this whole London facade area. The window has a curtain that was drawn back, and inside was Creature, the house elf from Grimald Place.
Yep.
The Blacks house elf. So I think that's really amazing. I don't know if he's going to do kind of a thing that's timed to, like, pull back the curtain and show himself and then close it.
Probably.
Like I would hope. Kind of like Evil Queen in Disneyland. Yeah. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So
it will be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, that's a great preview of everything that's going to be going into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Diagon Alley. We're all pumped for it. We know you are, too. But just a random question. What would you like to see next in terms of Wizarding World of Harry Potter? I don't think it's going to stop here.
You mean another expansion?
Well, yeah. The Lost Continent's still there, and something's got to replace it.
Okay.
And even if not, I mean, San Francisco is junk.
There's areas that are adjacent to the Wizarding World.
I mean, Fear Factor Live takes up so much room that it should go. However, that would screw up Halloween Horror Nights with Bill and Ted's. But, I mean... Every year, it seems like there's also a rumor that Bill and Ted's might be going away, too. So, you know, there's definitely room to expand on either side by getting rid of stuff that people don't generally like.
You're right. I don't know an answer to that. I mean, my first thought when you said it was Ministry of Magic.
Yeah.
But how exciting would that be? I mean, it would be cool, of course. My another thought would be to expand Hogwarts, because even though you do see Hogwarts... In the ride, in the queue, you don't get to explore all the things that happen inside Hogwarts. So I would really prefer them to just expand Hogwarts in general.
Yeah.
The hallways, you see the different rooms, like you get to explore things in Hogwarts. Yeah. That would be the coolest, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's tough.
I know.
What would you choose?
I really wouldn't choose any. I mean, I'm kind of on the same line with you. I think that Hogsmeade is perfect the way it is, except for... Hogwarts itself. It's just, it's too small. They're not going to get rid of Jurassic Park to...
Sure, and that's
to just go that way, especially whenever there's a new movie coming out in 2015. of Chris Pratt.
Alex said actually the Weasley's house would be cool. And I agree, the Burrow.
Oh,
that would be amazing.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what else they would put around there.
I know, that's the thing. It's kind of an out of place thing. So you'd have to integrate it somehow with everything else.
Anything that can get rid of the Lost Continent, though. Not all the Lost Continent. Not yet.
But no, I mean, it's still great. Besides,
I mean, Sinbad is still sitting there right next to the Hogsmeade Trace Station and just looking a mess.
Huh. I haven't seen it.
Woof.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof. I think that's a good way to end.
That is a good way to end.
All right.
So we'll be back in a couple weeks to talk about some other fun Universal stuff, as always.
Yeah.
And then sometime after our first look at The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Diagon Alley, mm-hmm. we'll be back with hopefully one of the final Harry Potter announcements for a while, because I know you all are getting really tired. 9 episodes in, and we've talked about Harry Potter for 7 of them. So
that hasn't been that many.
That's life.
All right.
That's life.
Take it easy.
That's what all people say.
Yeah.
But no, thank you.
All right.
Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time.